From John chapter 1. The next day, John the Baptist saw Jesus coming towards him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples. And as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" Jesus said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. So these last few weeks have been pretty difficult for many of us. And when I say difficult, I mean that it has been difficult to find ways to cope with the cold and stressful weather and the isolation. We might have been feeling unable to travel or get where we needed to go safely these last few weeks, this last month. When I say difficult, I mean that it has been difficult to cope with so much bad news in our lives, health issues, maybe for ourselves, for family, or for friends. And when I say difficult, I mean that it has been difficult to come out of the busyness of and joy of the holiday season to find ourselves suddenly in the quiet spaces of loss, whether that be the loss of a loved one, loss of our own abilities or freedoms, or the loss we feel when we find ourselves alone. I know that it has been difficult coping because I am there with you, not just as your pastor in moments of loss and grief, but also as your fellow person experiencing this cold, stormy winter of isolation, worry, and loss. And during this difficult time, I'm here with you, pointing. Amid this isolation, this worry, this loss, I'm here to be your John the Baptist, always pointing to Jesus. Amen. In the first half of our text today, John declares who Jesus is. He sees the people around him. He has been listening to them, confessing their sins, listening to these people repenting. John the Baptist has seen all the isolation, all the worry, all the loss of these people coming to the River Jordan, and he points to Jesus. Because for John, amid brokenness and hurt, Jesus is always the answer. And so for me, during this cold, stormy winter, I too point to Jesus because John is right. Jesus is the answer amid our cold, stormy nights. And when Jesus sees the two disciples following him, he asks them, "What are you looking for?" And we don't know much about these two disciples. We don't know what they were experiencing in their lives. We just know that they had come to the river and that the one called Andrew had heard John the Baptist preaching. And so when Jesus asks these two men, "What are you looking for?" I wonder if they paused. I wonder if they were a little unsure of how to answer. I wonder if that's why they answered Jesus with a question of their own.
When Jesus asks them, "What are you looking for?" they reply, "Where are you staying?" Our English translations are missing something sort of big here. The word "staying" is more than just "where are you sleeping tonight?" This is "where are you remaining?" Where are you abiding? Abide, to stay with, to endure with. When Jesus asks these disciples, "What are you looking for?" they are answering, "Where are you abiding? Where can we find relationship with you?" What are you looking for? The place we can find you. The place we can find relationship with you, Jesus. In this cold, stormy winter, amid isolation, worry, and loss, what are you looking for? I know what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the one I'm pointing to. I'm looking for the place that I can abide with Jesus. I'm looking for this divine relationship. I think that many of us have felt isolated, at least on occasion, and maybe more often than not these last few months. There can be that kind of stir-crazy feeling we get when we're stuck at home because of a winter storm, isolated from our usual routines and the faces we might see regularly. Maybe you're missing all those friendly faces. I know last Sunday, although it was fun to be able to see many of your names pop up online while I attempted to lead a mini worship on Facebook from my living room, names on a screen were a pale comparison to your smiles. Maybe the excitement and fun with family and friends over the holidays has ended, and now you're not sure what to do with yourself. Maybe these things have been affecting your life. Maybe you've been finding it difficult to cope with isolation, or maybe you are just feeling terribly alone and you don't know why. This is where I start pointing. What are you looking for? We can say to Jesus, "Where are you abiding?" We are looking for the place where we can find relationship with you. Jesus, amid isolation, we are looking for you. And it's Jesus who says to us, "Come and see. Come and see what this divine relationship looks like." This is the relationship we can find when we are feeling alone, a relationship of God with us. That baby we celebrated a few weeks ago, that baby in a manger, Jesus, is God coming into the world to experience the world with us, to be with us in the midst of our loneliness, to weep with us when we weep, to struggle with us when we struggle, to be our comfort during a cold, stormy winter, to abide with us, to endure with us, to bring relationship to us even when we are feeling most alone. For Jesus, this relationship, this Emmanuel, is our answer in loneliness and isolation. We seek to find what we are looking for, and we find it in remembering that no matter what, we are not alone. I know that worry has been a big part of our lives this winter season. Whether that worry is for the health of ourselves or someone we love, a worry for our future that we might hold as individuals, as a church, as a town, or even as a country, I know so many of you are desperately praying for those you love, worried over their futures, over health crises, worrying over what will happen next. I know that I am worrying because I've officially moved into the third trimester of my pregnancy, and that is terrifying. They don't tell you in what to expect when you're expecting. They don't tell you just how scary it is to put so much hope and excitement into someone who isn't born yet and who you are responsible for before they ever breathe. What to expect when you're expecting doesn't tell you how to deal with the worry you might feel over your own health and the future that depends on it. They don't always give you all the tips for dealing with the worry I have found during these few months. And in our health, in the health of those we love, in the future of our lives, there's not a places where we can look. There's not a lot of places that we can look to when we are worrying. There are just not enough resources to help us when we worry this way. There aren't enough self-help books like What to Expect When Your Spouse is Ill, or What to Do When Your Parent Doesn't Recognize You, or How to Deal with Uncertainty for Dummies. This is where I start pointing. What are you looking for? We can say to Jesus, where are you abiding? We are looking for the place where we can find you, where we can find relationship with you. Jesus, amid worry, we are looking for you. And it's Jesus who says to us, come and see. Come and see what this divine relationship looks like. This is the relationship that promises our prayers are heard. And although they are not always answered in the way we seek, Jesus assures his disciples and assures us, you are heard. God is for you, and God is listening. And this relationship, this abiding divine connection, is not something that goes away when we are overwhelmed with worry. This is the relationship of comfort and strength that we can receive when we lift our worries to God, when we share ourselves and our fears with Jesus. For Jesus, this relationship, this divine love, is our answer in worry and fear. We seek to find what we are looking for, and we find it in prayer, in lifting our fears and our hopes to God, to the God who loves the world, who loves us, who sent Jesus to save us in our worries. And the third part of this last few weeks has been loss. And there has been so much loss. In our own congregation, we are mourning for two of our own. And I know that for many of you, there are family members and friends that you have also lost during this cold, stormy winter, either from long illnesses or unexpected moments. Maybe you are struggling to cope with the loss of a loved one or many. Maybe you are struggling to cope with other losses in your life, that things have just sort of changed so much over the last few weeks, months, or years, and you are finding yourself struggling to cope with the quiet in your home. Maybe it's been difficult to find hope during this cold, stormy winter. Maybe it has been difficult to find peace in the midst of so much loss. And this is where I start pointing again. What are you looking for? We say to Jesus, where are you abiding? We are looking for a place in relationship with you. Jesus, amid loss and grief, we are looking for you. And it's Jesus who says to us, come and see. Come and see what this divine relationship looks like. This is the relationship that promises hope, that promises grace, that promises eternal life. This is the relationship that shared with the world God's only Son to save us from sin and death. This is the relationship that promises hope through death on a cross. This is the relationship that promises grace through God's mercy for the world. This is the relationship that promises eternal life through Jesus' resurrection, through our relationship and our sharing with him. This is God's love for you and for me and for the world. For Jesus, this relationship, this divine promise, is our answer in grief and loss. We seek to find what we are looking for, and we find it in Jesus, in the hope and promise Jesus gives us for ourselves, for those we love, and for the entire world. This promise that hears our mourning, our grief, and provides us solace, provides us hope, this is the relationship of hope and grace that we receive when we turn to Jesus in the midst of our loss, when we lift our worries to God, and when we remember that Jesus is with us, that God is with us amid our isolation and our worries, amid our loss. I'm still pointing, and I'm pointing to Jesus. What are you looking for?
Amen.
This amazing, eternal, abiding love. The promise that says you are not alone, you are loved, you are forgiven. Come and see. Come and see. Amen.
Amen.